Hugh Heaney, innkeeper. Hugh Heaney was an innkeeper at Lachine. Both of his properties are still standing. Heaney's inn is now a private home, and Maison Lebert Lemoine is part of Musée de Lachine. Little is known of Heaney's background other than that he was Irish and Protestant. It's likely he was one of the former soldiers who turned to innkeeping after the conquest. Public house operators had to maintain orderly conduct because the authorities imposed strict regulations to ensure the respectability of premises patronized mainly by unaccompanied British officers, merchants, and administrators, many unmarried or temporarily separated from their families. In the early years of the British regime, there were few English-speaking families in Canada, thus few young women to marry. That may be why bachelors like Hugh Heaney wed French Canadians, often daughters or widows of seigneurs or merchant traders. Heaney's wife, Madeleine, the daughter of merchant Charles-René Lepailleur and Madeleine Normand, was a descendant of Michel Lepailleur, a royal notary. She was also related to the de Lorimier, a prominent Lachine family that included many officers, administrators, merchant traders, and later, patriotes. At the time, Lachine was the point of embarkation for expeditions to the Outaouais region and the Great Lakes. Upon arriving at Lachine, Heaney bought part of the lakefront property owned by Louis Cuillerier. After taking possession on June 1, 1765, he had a large two-story stone house built, and on July 20th, he obtained an innkeeper's license. He soon expanded the business with a store and declared it the only concern able to meet the needs of upper country travelers and outfitters. The Heaney family's social ascent, begun with Hugh's marriage to Miss Lepailleur, continued for generations through solid alliances with prominent, mostly French-Canadian, families of dignitaries, politicians, jurists, and merchant traders.